I'm really worried about our society, Andrew. I've heard of road rage and customer rage, but then I watched Today Tonight, and it turns out there are all these other rages I didn't even know existed.
We have bus rage, road rage, shopping trolley rage, car park rage, petrol rage.
Footpath rage.
I think we've got what we could call school rage.
Yes, they're all the rage. And look, I'm seeing an analyst myself, actually. I suffer from a terrible disorder. Really? Yes, it's called Today Tonight Rage.
Last 2 weeks, motorists have saved 10 cents.
What a pathetic excuse for journalism!
On to today's lesson now. We're going to teach you about petrol prices. Now, Current Affairs shows they love doing stories on petrol prices. Such an easy way to generate outrage. This year, they would have done at least, what, 5 reports of petrol prices?
Oh, check the tally board.
Oh, my mistake. 18 for Today Tonight. ACA has done 34.
Now, when you're trying to come up with 34 different angles on petrol, you can get a little desperate. Pretty much any old angle will do, no matter how dubious.
Sky-high petrol prices forcing motorists to get creative about how they cover their purchase.
Spare wheels, wallets with all sorts of different credit cards, jewellery, watches, just goes on and on and on.
Yes, it's a new phenomenon that's sweeping the country, trading your tyres in for petrol.
Now, these shows are so keen on petrol prices that even stories that aren't about petrol prices are about petrol prices. For instance, this is ACA's complete coverage of the 2006 federal budget.
Last night's federal budget had plenty of sweeteners for Australians, but petrol prices still leave a sour taste.
And that's it.
That was it. To be fair, they have taught me some valuable lessons, actually, on how to save on fuel, and what I admire is the practicality of their advice.
Start walking.
Just don't use your car too often.
Don't have your golf clubs in the car.
Take out a home loan of more than $150,000 and save 40 cents a litre on fuel.
It's a great deal for a thrifty shopper there, Andrew. If you do the maths, they'll save you over $500 on petrol a year, leaving you only $149,500 out of pocket.
Yes, prudent, prudent. I've gone one step better, actually. I've taken the easy-to-follow advice of this expert on ACA and started making my own fuel.
You start with a vegetable oil or animal fat. You add an alcohol and a catalyst, similar to making soap. You remove the glycerin and do a little refining process that you had biodiesel.
Very easy.
It's so simple. I mean, why do this when you could do this?
But while ACA was teaching us how to become wanted by ASIO, Today Tonight was conducting a rigorous survey of all the petrol chains in a completely impartial manner. They talked to David Shimshack from United.
And I think consumers are getting the message that they need to support independent companies because without independence, there'll be no competition.
David Shimshack from United.
And people need to get behind the independents because no independence means no competition.
And David Shimshack from United.
And I think that what consumers need to do is support independents because without independence, there'll be no competition.
Sorry, David, I didn't get that. Why should we support independent petrol stations?
Without independence, there'll be no competition.
That's
why. Look, we do not want to give you the impression that Today Tonight we're just running ads for these guys.
No, no.
First, United wants to draw your attention to the importance of the independent service stations. Here's an informative report from Jackie Quest.
Great deals for motorists from David Shimshack and the team at United.
At the end of the day, the customers are the winners.
They certainly are.
Now, look, they've got so many appearances by David Shimshack to squeeze in. Poor, poor guy. He couldn't possibly fulfil them all. So we decided to go to Today Tonight and offer them an entire army of David Shimshacks.
Hello there.
Hi, we've got a bunch of David Shimshacks for you.
Now, we know you guys like to run David Shimshack stories, way too many stories for one man to film. So with all these guys, you can run them 24/7, day and night. Should we film some stories, huh?
Let's do some reports.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. We're going to do some stories.
These are real David Shimshacks.
Without independence, there'll be no competition. And they can do it on any topic. What do you think about the crisis in Lebanon?
Without independence, there'll be no competition.
What do you reckon about Pirates of the Caribbean?
Without independence, there'll be no competition.
You see?
Beautiful.
So it's like a choir, isn't it? Yeah, well, it is. A choir of Shimshacks. So should we make some reports?
No.
Why not?
Right. You can't run non-Shimshack stories.
Yes, we can.
Well, I've never seen one.